I'll admit it. I'm not a fan of making New Year's resolutions. They're too easy to forget and too simple to break. Research dictates that resolutions are easier to keep when they're good for you and you feel good about them. So for several years now, I've made my resolutions worthwhile by incorporating something I love, nature. Here are five of my favorite ideas. More and more research shows that taking time in nature is not only good for our bodies, it's good for our brains too. In fact, a recent poll conducted by the Nature Conservancy shows that more than 97% of us believe that getting outdoors is important to our family's well-being. Furthermore, the research found that we are happier when we are outside. As a resolution a few years ago, my wife committed to spending more time in nature each week. Sometimes, she took an evening stroll at the park. Other times, she took our whole family to visit a nature reserve like Oregon Ridge in Cockeysville, or a conservation area like Soldier's Delight in Owings Mills. By the next year, our family was already spending a lot of time outdoors, so I added conservation volunteering as my resolution. A large number of local organizations offer volunteer opportunities, whether as an ongoing commitment or a one-day activity. Blue Water Baltimore's volunteer program, for example, has a suite of opportunities for all ages across the Baltimore area. Volunteers get to work alongside conservation professionals and lend a hand in important stewardship, monitoring, and restoration activities. A friend of mine has made volunteering his resolution for this year and is committed to signing up for at least 3 conservation events in 2016. His other resolution is to introduce more native plants into his yard. Just a little strategic design and native plantings in your garden can provide patches of natural habitat for many species. A well-designed backyard can give birds and pollinators like butterflies more living space, feeding locations, and safety from predators. Beginning gardeners might want to resolve to plant at least one native plant, like milkweed, in 2016. But gardeners beware. Some nurseries sell invasive non-native plants, such as English ivy. Educate yourself on problem plants to make sure you avoid introducing an invasive plant into your yard. Your local nature center can help you. Knowledge, of course, is power. And although I've worked at Irvine Nature for close to 3 years, there isn't a year or even a day that goes by when I don't learn something fascinating about Maryland's wildlife. And with that added learning, my awe for and appreciation of our biodiversity has only expanded. So for each month in 2016, I've pledged to learn about at least one local, new-to-me species. This could be a tough resolution for me to achieve because I'm guilty of working hours on end without getting up to move around the office, let alone stepping outside to learn something new. But numerous 2015 studies have shown that not only are we more creative when we get up and take a walk, but we're also more likely to come back to our desk rejuvenated. Walking is also a great way to take the time to learn more about the nature around us. This year, I'll be inviting my colleagues to at least one lunchtime walk each week. It's amazing the creative conversations you have when you simply take the time to step outside for an hour. I'm looking forward to it. So, what's your nature resolution? You can get more ideas from explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.